Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're pulling up the file on a pretty dramatic shift happening right now. We're focusing specifically on the business ecosystems in Orange County, you know, places like Irvine, Newport Beach, Costa Mesa. And what our source material shows is that mid-sized businesses are, well, they're not just tweaking their IT support, they're fundamentally abandoning the old internal IT model. So our mission today is to really dig into why this is happening now and, more importantly, how moving to managed services is giving companies a real strategic competitive advantage. We're moving way beyond just basic support here.
Yeah, and the moment you start looking at the source material, the numbers just jump off the page. We're seeing stats like companies reporting 40% fewer security incidents, a 30% reduction in total IT costs, which is huge, and maybe the biggest 150% faster technology decisions.
Those are numbers that, you know, should really make you sit up and pay attention. What's happening in Orange County is a realization that the digital world has just changed too fast. The old model, the one IT manager, or maybe a small generalized team, it's not just slow anymore, it's actually a significant business liability. It's actively preventing you from capitalizing on growth.
Okay, let's unpack that. That word liability is key. Why exactly is that old model failing businesses NOC right now in 2025? It's not about the people being bad at their jobs, right?
No, not at all. It's about the sheer volume of knowledge that's required. The sources call it the specialization crisis.
The specialization crisis.
That's it. I mean, just imagine trying to hire one person to cover everything you need today. Your infrastructure, it demands deep simultaneous expertise across like a dozen different domains. You need an expert in advanced cybersecurity, another in cloud architecture, AWS, Azure, you name it. Someone else just for compliance, especially with CCPA evolving constantly.
And that's before you even get to AI integration, vendor management, securing a remote workforce.
Exactly. And the sources are so clear on this expertise in one of those areas, it doesn't translate to another. You might have a brilliant network security person, but that doesn't mean they know anything about cloud cost optimization.
So that creates these gaps, these blind spots.
Blind spots that cyber criminals are specifically trained to find and exploit. They are hyper specialized. The reality is that no team of one or two people can possibly keep up across that entire landscape. It's just not possible.
And then there's the money, especially in a place like Orange County. We all know how expensive talent is here.
Oh, it is. And the costs are, frankly, deceivingly high. A single experienced IT professional in OC, their base salary is somewhere between $95,000 and $150,000. Now, you factor in benefits, taxes, training, all of that, and your total annual spend for just two people is hitting $250,000 to $400,000.
Wait, hold on. Up to $400,000 for two people. And you just said that still doesn't get you the breadth of knowledge you need or 24/7 coverage. That sounds incredibly inefficient.
It is. And the hidden cost here is twofold. First, you're paying that massive premium for people who are only available 8 to 5, Monday to Friday. When a server crashes at midnight or ransomware hits on a Saturday, you're completely exposed.
Right.
But the second cost is maybe more insidious. It's what we call the reactive trap. These internal teams, they're drowning. They spend, 70% to 80% of their time just on break-fix activities. They're just patching holes and putting out fires. So all that money you're paying them, it's yielding almost zero return on strategic growth or innovation.
So they're basically just highly paid firefighters. They're not architects building for the future.
Exactly. They are managing operational debt, not building future value. And that's the pivot point. That's what brings us to how this solution has evolved.
Because managed IT services today, they aren't what they used to be. This isn't just outsourcing your help desk anymore. This is a full-on technology partnership designed to solve those exact problems we just talked about.
The whole mindset shifts. It moves from that reactive firefighting mode to a proactive predictive one. MSPs use their technology stack for 247 monitoring, automated patching, performance optimization. They even use prediction algorithms to see hardware failures before they happen, before they cause that costly downtime.
So they're eliminating the problems before they even become problems.
That's the goal. And in doing so, they instantly solve that specialization crisis we mentioned earlier.
Because they have a whole team of specialists on staff.
Right. A modern MSP gives you access to enterprise-grade cybersecurity tools, continuous cloud optimization, strategic vendor management, you know, dealing with Microsoft, with Salesforce for you, plus integrating emerging tech. To get that level of expertise internally, you'd have to hire realistically 10 to 15 highly specialized people. For a mid-sized business, that's just impossible.
Let's talk about the financial structure, because this is where a CFO's ears would probably perk up. You're moving away from that unpredictable, painful capital expense CapEx, you know, buying a massive new server every few years, and you're moving to a fixed monthly operational expense, or OPEX.
And that move to OPEX gives you total budget certainty. You can scale up or down without these huge sudden cash outlays, but the tech advantage is maybe even bigger. These MSPs, they invest millions in security platforms and monitoring systems, tools that are just way too expensive for a single company to buy. So by partnering with one, you suddenly get access to the same technology stack that a Fortune 500 company uses. It levels the playing field overnight.
So while the internal team is stuck putting out fires, the MSP is focused on, well, strategic acceleration. Mm. What does that actually look like in terms of real measurable impact?
This is maybe the most significant benefit we saw in the sources. It's digital transformation acceleration. Those big tech projects like a new CRM, a full cloud migration, things that used to sit on a roadmap for 12 to 18 months, they're now getting done in 3 to 6 months.
And here's where it gets really compelling. There was a specific case study from an Irvine professional services firm. They had a big, complex cloud migration project. Internally, they projected it would take them 14 months to finish.
A very common timeline for a project like that. But with their managed provider, that entire transition was done in just 4 months.
4 months.
4 months. And with zero disruption to their actual client work, that kind of acceleration is, I mean, it's pure competitive gold.
How so? I mean, okay, that's 10 months of save time. What does that get you?
It gets you speed to market. In those 10 months they saved, they were able to capture new business opportunities, contracts that required cloud-native infrastructure, that their slower competitors, the ones stuck with internal IT, simply couldn't bid on. They moved at the speed of the market, not the speed of their IT department. And overall, what we're seeing is Orange County companies reporting a 25% to 40% improvement in IT operational efficiency just within the first year. These gains compound.
And that security posture you mentioned, it becomes more than just defense. It's a business enabler. You demonstrate better security. You get better cyber insurance rates. You lower your premiums. You build customer trust.
And you raise a really important point, compliance. The complexity for OC businesses is just, it's extraordinary. You've got HIPAA for healthcare, PCI DSS for payments, CCPA for California resident data, and a whole list of other regulations coming down the pike. Just managing the documentation and the audit evidence for all of that is a nightmare.
It sounds like a full-time job in itself.
It is. The sources pointed to a Mission Viejo medical practice, a perfect example of a business drowning in compliance. They reduced their entire compliance workload by 70%. Mm-hmm. The MSP just handles it, manages the documentation, provides the evidence for audits, and ensures the systems are always configured correctly.
Which brings us to the operational battlefield, let's call it, the 2025 threat landscape. It's not just more threats, they're smarter threats.
They really are.
Okay.
Take ransomware. The new variants use double extortion. They don't just lock your data, they steal it first, then they lock it. And they threaten to release it publicly if you don't pay. They also go after your backups. So the defense has to be multi-layered. Network segmentation and, this is critical, immutable backup systems that the ransomware physically can't delete.
And what about business email compromise, or BEC? We hear a lot about phishing, but this is different, isn't it?
It's way more targeted.
Yeah.
And more convincing. BEC is where an attacker impersonates an executive to get someone to say, wire money. What's making it so much worse now is AI. They use AI tools to make the fraudulent email sound completely legitimate, indistinguishable from your actual CEO.
That's terrifying. Because that's not a technical failure, it's exploiting human trust.
It is. The defense there is advanced email authentication, constant monitoring, and this is non-negotiable multi-factor authentication deployed everywhere. We saw this great anecdote about a healthcare provider in Mission Viejo. They had a live ransomware attempt at 2 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's the exact moment when a business is most vulnerable.
Precisely. Internal IT is asleep. But the MSP Security Operations Center is wide awake. Their team detected and contained that attack. They stopped the encryption process before it could spread in 8 minutes. Just think about that. 8 minutes. That's the difference between a minor incident and a total shutdown that could cost millions.
But even with all these tools, the weakest link is still the person in the chair, right? The employees.
Absolutely. The human element is always the primary target. That's why any good MSP service has to include robust security awareness training, simulated phishing campaigns, things like that. The data is really clear. Companies that do this consistently see 70% fewer successful social engineering attacks.
And it's not just external threats, right? You have to think about insider risk, too, whether it's accidental or malicious.
Right. And that's handled through things like privileged access management controlling, who can see what data and user behavior analytics to flag unusual activity. It's about minimizing the entire risk surface.
Okay, so a business owner listening to this is probably thinking, this all sounds great, but how disruptive is the switch? How fast can this actually happen?
It's surprisingly fast. Most businesses can start getting service within 30 to 45 days. It's a clear, phased approach. You start with discovery and assessment, which takes maybe 1 to 2 weeks.
And I imagine that's where you find all the blind spots we're talking about.
Yeah. Then you move to planning, where you map out the transition. But initial onboarding happens almost right away. You get the benefit of the 24/7 help desk and monitoring immediately. The full transition of all systems and vendors usually takes about 30 to 60 days.
We have to address the big question, though. What happens to my existing IT staff? Am I just firing them?
That's a huge concern. But the goal should always be augmentation, not replacement. Let the MSP handle the 24/7 firefighting and the specialized security work. That frees up your internal person who knows your business culture inside and out to focus on high-value strategic projects. Honestly, it usually leads to a massive improvement in job satisfaction for them. They get to stop being stressed and start being strategic.
So if I'm a business owner in OC and I'm ready to look for a partner, what are the absolute must-haves? The critical vetting criteria.
Vetting is everything. First, you have to prioritize local Orange County expertise. You need someone who understands the regional business dynamics, the specifics of CCPA compliance in California, and who can actually show up on site when something goes wrong.
And you have to look for real proof, not just promises.
Exactly. Demand to see certifications, CISSP for security, CCNT for networking, MCSE for Microsoft environments. And crucially, you need to ask if they are SOC2 Type 2 compliant. That's a third-party audit that proves they practice what they preach. Oh, and make sure they carry significant cyber liability insurance themselves.
And the final piece is accountability, right? The actual guarantees.
You need concrete service level agreements or SLAs. Look for clear guarantees, like a 15-minute response time for critical issues. That shows they're confident in their ability to protect your business.
So let's bring it all home. What does this mean in the medium and long term for our listener?
The medium term impact, so within 6 to 12 months, is stability. Technology disruptions just plummet, often by 60% to 80%. Your IT costs become completely predictable and usually decrease by 20% to 35% even while you're getting better service.
And the long term strategic advantage is that technology finally stops being a constraint. It stops being an anchor. It transforms into a powerful enabler, giving you the confidence to pursue bolder business strategies and go after new opportunities. So if acceleration and security are the new competitive battlegrounds, and we've seen that businesses with the right partner can complete a 14-month project in just 4 months, that leaves a pretty potent question for you to think about. What current high-value initiatives are you delaying right now that could be unlocked immediately with this type of strategic technology partnership? That is something to mull over.